Yeah. Right. So what it says now, Tanino lo the Tanur Rabbanon. We learned, like it says over here, the Rashi Matisin lo the Tanur Rabbanon of Ebraisa. The Lamad Rashi means Ebraisa is less equal to Sam Chumla. Comes teach us that the Ebraisa is right. But what we learn, Hamedaber Vienna Shemeya. If somebody could talk, but he can't hear, Zel Cherish. That's called a Cherish. Shemeya, if somebody could hear, Vienna Medaber, he can't talk, Zel Elam. That's called an Elam. An Elam means his mouth is closed, he can't talk. Now, Zev, Zeh, Harayan, Kapichim, Lechol Devrayim. Both of them have a locho like a smart person. Lechol Devrayim. That means they're Machuyim, we call them mitzvahs. Rashi Zev, Zeh, Kapichim, Heinekim, Aslisin, the Loi Potter, El Cherish, Hadoim, El Shoita. Like our Mishnah. That what Cherish is Potter, Men, a mitzvahs, a Cherish that's Doima to a Shoita, the Kotin, doesn't have das, that can't talk or can't hear. But a shaita that could do one of the two, he's like a pikeach, l'chol devrayim is like a smart person, and he has a mitzvah, he's mechuyev mitzvahs. Verse says, Umimai, how do we know the medaber v'yeinu shemeya zeh cheresh? Somebody that could talk and can't hear, that's called a cheresh. A cheresh means he's deaf. Shemeya v'yeinu medaber zeh ilam. A person that can't talk, that's called an ilam. How do you know that? The chesed, because the pasuk says, v'ani kecheresh lo yeshmo. I'm like a cheresh that I can't hear. A pasuk in Tehillim. You see, clearly, cheresh means you can't hear. Deaf is called a cheresh. U'chi'ilayim lo yiftach piv. And like an ilam that I can't open up my mouth. You see, a person that's speechless, can't talk, he's called an ilam. The boy is saying, another pshat is, k'diyam rinshi poshna with people talk. Eshtaka milula, it was taken away his mouth, his talk. That's called an ilam. An ilam means the person was taken away his power of speech, he can't talk. Shashi boy is saying, Ilam kemashmo, natrikin, ishtake milula, nito dibure. Ilam means the lashon of ishtake milula was taken away his power of speech. That's called an ilam. Right. Medabe viene shemeya. Shemeya viene medabe is chayiv. But a person that could do one, either talk or else hear, he's called a bikeach, he has a chiyiv. In mitzvahs, he has a chiyiv to be other regal. Furthermore, about Tanya, we learned like this. Medabe viene shemeya. Somebody could talk but can't hear. Or El Shemei Yevein Medaber. Potter? It says not like this. Does it potter in a mitzvah? Mashmah is also called a cherish. Om a ravino b'tayim a rova chasura mechzer. Now something is missing in that braisa. V'ochi katoni. This is the way it should say. Rashi says potter mitzvah is min a riyah. It means you potter mitzvah riyah. Hakash and adodi must listen to braisa to spira. So something is missing. And this is v'ochi katoni. Ha'akil chayav and b'riyah. Uve simcha. Everybody has the chiyuv to be a regal and to makayim mitzvah simchas regal. Samachta v'chagecha. Chutz mi cheresh ha-medaber v'yene shemeya. Shemeya v'yene medaber. She'apotem min a-riya. He's potem for mitzvahs riya. But v'yafa pi she'apotem min a-riya chayim v'simcha. But you know mitzvah simcha that he still has. V'yashen o'loi shemeya v'loi medaber shayte v'kotin potem af min a-simcha. He's potem even for the mitzvah simcha. Since if his mamish ain't a shemei vein a medaber, that's called like a shayt of a kotin lab and a deninu. He's part of mikol a mitzvahs. He's even part of a mitzvah simcha. But a cheresh that could hear or could talk, he's mechuyev a mitzvahs. Therefore, he's mechuyev a mitzvah simcha. But ain't a chenami. The mitzvahs only regal. This one mitzvah is part. We'll soon see why. The mitzvahs only regal. The attacker is part. So Rashi says, Omar Rav, Rashi says, Ma'athis in the Tony, Eitzel, Riyah, Cheresh, Doim, L'Shoita, Chasuri, Mes, Lachet, Tony. The Yavapi, the Loidom, L'Shoita, Potter, the Chitani, Ma'athis, and Doim, L'Shoita, Gabi, Simcha. Like it's halfway. Negev, the Mitzvah, Simcha, it's only where Shoita, who, the Tony. Who, Trey, Mini, Cheresh, Tony, Ma'athis. Now, Mishnah means two types of a Cheresh. Chasuri, Mes, Ma'athis, Lachet, Tony. Hakoch, Yavim, Riyah, Chutz, Mi, Cheresh, Koldu. Any type of a Cheresh is Potter from a Mitzvah's Riyah. Oy shemei veini medaber medaber veini shemei. We'll soon see why. V'yafa pisha pata bi'elish riya li'rois bav nesvegen mitzvah simchis mechuyivin. So tell you there, to chur according to this pshat, it should have said noshim is also mechuyivin simcha. And what it means to say is that the mechuyivin simcha, noshim also mechuyivin simcha. But that's what we're answering now. That in a chanami, cheresh that first says that it's potter, even a cheresh that could talk, if he can't hear, or if he can't talk and he could hear, he's potter for the mitzvah of the regal. The special mitzvah of the regal is potter. But all of the mitzvahs is mechuyivin. The verse says, Tanya Nami Yochum, like this also. HaKoyel Chayavim Riyah V'Simcha Chutz Micheresh HaMadaba V'Yena Shemeya Shemeya V'Yena Madaba. Even one of them, he can't hear or he can't talk. Shepturim in a Riyah. Such a person is Potter from Eilu Regal. V'Yafa Pisha Potter in a Riyah. Even though this person is Potter from the Mitzvah of Eilu Regal, but you should know Chayav V'Simcha. He's Mechuy V'Mitzvah Simcha. Shrashil is Smoyach B'Chag D'Siv V'Samachta B'Chagecha. For Aminu L'Kamon the Simcha B'Shlomim. Then what does the mitzvah simcha? Bizman we had the Beis Hamikdash, that's to bring a korban shlamim. Lecho lesa bosor. V'yafinu lo mivavzavachto shlamim. V'yachalto shom. V'yasamachto. Kamen porach maishino linyan riyah the potter linyan simcha the mechayim. That's the Gemara Sugya is. How come a person that can talk and can't hear, how come he's mechuyiv in all mitzvahs, just the mitzvah riyah is potter? That's the Gemara Sugya is. Weiter dann so, wie er schein und leu schmei auf leu medaber, but if you have a person that both can't hear and can't talk, then you have the same halacha like v'shoyte v'kotin, is p'tur and af min ha-simcha. So you have part of even with the mitzvah of simcha is a regal, why? Hayu lo p'turim mikol mitzvah samur b'tayra. Because they're part of in all mitzvah samur b'tayra. So now the Gemara is like, maishno linyin riyah de p'tiri, or maishno linyin simcha de mechaivi, how come somebody that could talk and can't hear, or could hear and can't talk, how come for Riyah is Potter, but Simchi is Chayim? So where it says, Lini Riyah, Goma Riyah Riyah Mahakil. And again, to the Mitzvah Eilu Regal, we learn now from the Mitzvah's Hakil. So the Mitzvah's Hakil, the whole Klai Yisrael got together to hear the Kriyas HaTorah from the Melech. Tichsiv Hakil Esom, Hu Anoshim, Vi Anoshim Vi Atav. Hu Chsiv, and it says over there by the Mitzvah's Hakil, Bibo Ko Yisrael Lirois. Everybody has to come to see. So, for the Mara of Hossam in Nolan, even there by Riyah, but by Hakil, how do we know that a person that can't talk or can't hear is Potter? The exhibit says over there, Laman Yishmu or Laman Yilmudu. They have to be able to hear and able to learn. V'tanya, Laman Yishmu, who has the mitzvah of Hakil to come to hear the Kriyas HaTorah from the Melech? Only someone that can hear. That means Krat, Lemedaba, V'yana, Shemeya. Even someone that could talk, but if he can't hear, he's Potter for mitzvah Hakil. Then the Potter says, Laman Yilmudu, Prat l'shemei v'yayne medaber. Somebody that can hear, but he can't talk, he's also potter for mitzvah hakel. Yeah. The Rashi says, Riyah mehakel, d'chsiv v'pashas hakel, b'voi kol yisrael erois. V'pashas hakel ha-melech ho-yikur v'mishne terev v'yazara v'chol moitzoy shmita. On Sukkis, at the end of Shemitah, every seventh year, the end of Shemitah, is the Sukkis at the beginning of the eighth year, the melech used to read the pashas devorim. The end of the seventh year, there's a special mitzvah, the whole clients want to get together, and the melech would read the Torah there. So there we dash in Pratla Shemei Ben Medaber. Hashtar Mashmer Shein Zer Roya Lumit. A person that can hear and can't talk, he's not Roya to teach, to learn. Therefore we learn out that he's Potter. So says, Lameimra, now you want to tell me now, Tichi loy mishtoi, someone that can't talk, loy gomer, can't learn? Is that true? But the Pasuk says, Laman yumudu, you have to learn. Because it doesn't say you have to teach to others, it says you have to learn. So what's wrong if you can't talk? Why can't you learn? As long as you can hear Lachura, you could learn. So how do we see from the word, Laman yumudu means that you can't talk? So Lameimra, you want to tell me, Tichi loy mishtoi, someone that can't talk, loy gomer, can't learn? Vuhanu tre yumi, there were two people that can't talk. The Rebbe, b'nei brate the Rebbe Yechanan ben Gudoda, v'yamrlo somsei b'nei achta the Rebbe Yechanan, that the cholaimus the v'yayo Rebbe lebei medrasha heviyayo v'yasvi kamayu. That any time Rebbe came into the Beis Hamidrash to say a shir, they would also be sitting there. Or manadni b'rashayu, they would need the head. In other words, they would follow the shir. They learned very good. Or merachshes esavoy voiceov, and they were like mamisha moving their lips. In other words, even though they can't talk, they followed, they learned very good. So you see, somebody that could hear, even though he can't talk, he could learn good. Oh boy, Rebbe Rachmi Elayav Yisusu. And Rebbe was mespala for these two people, and they got better. V'yishtachad Rebbe Gemiri Hilchusov, v'sifro v'sifri, v'kula shas. And once they were able to talk, Rebbe saw that they knew everything. They knew mamish, kula shas, and hilchusov, sifro v'sifri. You see, clearly a person that can't talk, he can still learn. It doesn't stop you learning, the fact you can't talk. So we're into it like this. Amamazutre kori be laman yilmadu. Don't read only laman yilmadu. What's the alphabet? It should be...
Laman Yilamedu, it should be. You should read it Laman Yilamedu.
In other words, you have to be able to teach others. So a person that can't talk, he can't teach others. That's why he's Potter from Riya. That's why you have to read the verse says Yumadu, but we have to dash the means Laman Yilamedu. You have to be able to teach others.
Ravashi Yama Vade Laman Yumaduhu.
No, the Potter says, no, it's also like this, he's masking. About the apostle means Laman Yilamedu. He has to be able to teach others. The Isagodait Laman Yumadu, Vechibund Loy Mishtoy Legomar, and Stam, because he can't talk, he can't learn, Vechibund Loy Shama Legomar, Homa Laman Yishmud Nafka.
That's really enough from the point he can't hear.
Helavad Laman Yilamedu. Havad of Shan, this posik means that you have to be able to teach to others. So, if you can't hear, that's from the posik Loy Yishmu. Because even though you can't hear, but if you could talk, you could teach others. What's the meaning from the pasuk Laman Yilamedu? It means you have to be able to talk. You have to be able to teach others. So here we see someone that can't teach others. He's part of a mitzvah hakel, and we have the hekish. Whoever is mechuyev mitzvah hakel is mechuyev mitzvah riyah. No, whoever, but whoever is part of a mitzvah hakel is part of a mitzvah riyah. So therefore, no, this person that can't talk or else he can't hear, he's part of a mitzvah early regel.
Let's stop here.